Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Todd and Tyler, always within reach.
And good for a reach around, too.
At TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Michael Ian Black later on.
This morning, I want to thank Stephen. Stephen, a listener of the show, brought us some golf balls. He didn't need to do that, Stephen, but thank you. But he also brought us T-shirts that say the... What's the town again?
Esterville.
Esterville Midgets. I like the shirt. I'll probably wear it, but am I lucky? I'll probably run into a troop of little people at a grocery store or something like that and then get hounded. Like, why you got a midget T-shirt on? Because it's really not PC.
And you can't say that
it's a high school I
went to. You're supporting the midgets?
Yeah.
I'm a big midget fan.
You'll end up with a bunch of bruises on your thighs.
It's my favorite high school team in Iowa. I'll just say that.
Yeah,
supporting the midget last night. Yeah, okay, great.
It's my alma mater.
Yeah,
I could take the too many hours in a day that I have, Craig, and start pursuing the politically incorrect game of the week.
That would I think that would be tough.
But when you Google,
we think it's midgets and Indians.
The politically incorrect nicknames, most of them have gone by the wayside.
Right, they have.
You're just getting a history of teams that used to have politically incorrect nicknames and no longer have.
Well, the Savages in Missouri, just look, see who they're playing every week. They got to be playing some other politically incorrect team. Because it is
Missouri.
Yeah, I
doubt they're the only one.
Yeah. Didn't you mention the Cotton Pickers?
Yep.
Yes. Earlier?
But that was actually, they voted to keep that name because Hispanic community, and that's what they all do for a living, right?
Yeah.
Although just saying the word.
It's a Hispanic job.
But just saying the word Cotton Pickers would be politically incorrect.
Yeah, that is Robstown, Texas.
Right.
Right. And they still have. They're still the Cotton Pickers.
They are still the Cotton Pickers.
There's got to be some high schools still use the word Redskins, too, right?
Well, I don't know.
I think there were some high schools that had Redskins. They might be changed. A lot of them changed.
Yeah, and the lists that come up with, they're just kind of weird names. Like, this is Butte, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the Butte Pirates.
Butt Pirates.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They actually called the Butte. I bet you they didn't think Butt Pirates would name that team.
Nope. But that's awesome.
That is not. Yeah, I want a
I want that shirt.
I want a Butt Pirate T-shirt.
Yeah, here's one where they.
I bet away games are fun for them.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't mention that this has gone by the wayside.
Yeah, you bunch of Butt Pirates.
Hereford, Texas is the White Faces.
Whoa,
man.
Does that refer to a cow?
It's a breed of cattle. Yeah.
But still, if it's not, then but it sounds bad.
Yeah. Aren't the Herefords the black and white ones anyway?
Yeah, I think so.
But do some of those cows have blackface? Puss?
Thank you.
Oh, you never see their face because you're behind. How about butts? They have black. You never actually see the cow's face. I know that, Puss.
Hoopiston, Illinois, Corn Jerkers.
Well, that makes sense.
We know a bunch of corn jerkers.
From way back.
Yeah.
The Frisco, Texas. Well, they've changed this. The Fighting Coons.
Oh. Yeah, they should change that.
Now they're just raccoons. Just the raccoons. They're not fighting.
But they were the Fighting Raccoons?
They were the Fighting Coons until 2002.
You got to go full raccoon. You have to.
They have.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that one's brutal.
Freeburg, Illinois is the Midgets.
There's about, yeah. I don't get the midget name. I really don't. That's just weird.
Well, we explained it originally.
I know, I know.
From the 20s.
I know, I know.
Is it stuck?
Pekin, Illinois are now the Dragons.
What were they?
I'm not even going to say it.
You can't say it out loud.
Oh, yeah.
It's a slur for what the one might call Chinese.
Oh, they were called. Oh, I got it.
In the armor.
All right.
Whoa. Wow.
Was it a big railroad town? They come through town and build a railroad?
Doesn't say why.
Yeah, well, why would it be called
Pekin. P-E-K-I-N. So, Peking.
Oh, I got
they
it.
They went that.
Full Chinese racism. Man. Got it. All right.
Orofino, Idaho maniacs.
When did they change that name?
Just a nutty looking guy. Their
well,
mascot.
I like the Maniacs.
Well, that's fine. Yeah.
Maniacs is a great name.
That doesn't really narrow it down
great
too
name
much.
For a team.
Oh, Orofino, Idaho is the home to a state mental hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's less PC.
That is less PC. Yeah. Hope they kept the name,
I'm
going
to guess that's probably the town's biggest employer.
Yeah.
But still, though. The Maniacs.
I remember this. Until the 90s, Wahpeton, North Dakota, were the Wops.
Was it an Italian settlement?
No.
It just took a takeoff of the
right,
Wahpeton?
They were
okay.
Just playing off the name of the town, and they're now the Huskies.
Yeah.
Okay, so just got a tip. Apparently, we have some Redskins in the listening area.
Oh, yeah?
Wichita North High School.
Oh, they still the Redskins?
The Redskins.
Man. Forgot about that. I do remember that.
They could play the non-PC game of the week.
Our T95 crowd, let me know if they're thinking about changing that name now that the Washington Redskins bailed.
It's had to have come up.
It has to. Wichita's a pretty metropolitan area. You would think somebody's saying, we should probably get rid of the Redskins. They just went to the North Wichita Redskins? Is that what they're called, Puss? High school?
Yeah, Wichita North.
Wichita North Redskins? Wichita North Wops. Just change it to that.
You know. Did the Wops change their name? That is a completely different meaning in 2020.
Yes, it is.
Laurel Hill,
bring
Florida
a bucket.
Is the Hobos.
I like the Hobos.
Yeah,
I understand.
Guy with a stick
I get,
in his bag.
I get that that's probably going to be changed eventually, too. But, yeah. Homeless. I can go with homeless.
See, and this is not politically incorrect. But it's just funny. The Arkansas School for the Deaf. Are the Leopards.
Oh, I've heard that. I love that. Did they change it when Def Leppard came about? They had to.
Oh.
They had to.
All these mentions, if they had, no, there's no mention of them changing their nickname. So that may still be the case.
But that's not where Def Leppard came their name. They didn't get their name from that. I know.
No,
that.
No. Yeah. And this is DEAF.
Either way, the Def Leppards is great.
And LEOPARD. The Def Leppards is funny.
It's great. You know, they're rocking out to Armageddon it or something like that. Come on.
Armageddon?
Yeah.
They can never hear Def Leppard.
No. I like the Butt Pirates. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the first t-shirt I want of all these. Is
yeah,
the
Butt Pirates.
I want the Butt Pirates. Right. That's just funny. And you're right, road games are terrible for them.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
game, you yeah. know, oh, here we go. The lines write themselves. I mean, they really do.
Yeah.
Well, the opposing fans are just dressed as gay pirates.
Are you sure they're still, Wichita North is still the Redskins?
That's what it says here, and that's what the guy on the phone told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look at the website, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I look at the website, I'm sure.
So their Wikipedia page still lists them as the Redskins.
Can yeah, change it to the Diabetics.
Getting email confirmation. So the guy on the phone and the guy in the email.
All right.
You can't get a better source
than
that.
Well, they're probably hanging on to the name because Washington kept their name. Now they're thinking, we really got nothing to say now.
Yeah.
And the thing I'm reading, it says in the spring of 1996, Wichita Unified School District 259, Wichita, Kansas, formed a committee on desegregation. This committee made a unanimous recommendation to remove the Redskin mascot of 70 years used by one school in the district. But they may not have done it.
They might have got rid of the guy.
That may not have been followed through on.
But you said mascot. They might have got rid of the guy walking around like a Redskin.
Maybe.
But still kept the damn name, which is stupid because it's still called the Redskins.
Yeah, you're right. So I don't know exactly what's up with that.
How about the Butt Hobos? They should change their name to them.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
That's just dumb.
Yeah. At least the Wichita Eagle has come out and said, y'all need to change the name.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not the only ones.
And don't leave up the kids to vote because they're always, you know, Nick's high school still pissed off, I'm sure. Guys your age.
Well, that was too. They changed it 2000.
I know. It was 2000.
That was around, they probably had a committee in 96 that was like, hey, change this. Right. Like, okay.
Yeah,
I'm looking here at the logo for Wichita North High School, and it's still got the feather hang. It's very similar to the Redskins logo. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what is just a bunch of people that don't want to have to buy a new sweatshirt?
No, it's just, come on, we all know what it is. What next thing you know, like, Wildcats are going to bitch. We got to change. It's those kind of people.
Yeah.
Because they're always right, out there. They're out there. They're always out there.
Well, I often wonder if they're going to ever eliminate the Viking thing, because they were kind of rapers and pillagers.
They were. But I don't think they will.
They were every bit as bad as Christopher Columbus.
Yes, they were.
Yeah. I think if there were Vikings that were still out actively raping and pillaging, that might make it bring it more to the forefront.
Yeah, I think Nick's got
so
that
it's
right.
It's okay to honor the history of raping and pillage.
Well, they're not. Yeah.
But
well, they're not
since they're not currently raping and pillaging,
well,
that's not front of mind.
Since it's a civilization that doesn't exist anymore, that's okay.
Well, they're also not going to get rid of the word Trojans or Spartans. And those soldiers didn't do all good things either. You know, so that stuff's going to hang
Well, they
around.
Mostly did each other.
Right.
From what I read.
That's true.
Yeah.
The soldiers of Troy and soldiers of Sparta.
Right.
So according to the Wichita Eagle, when this comes up occasionally, school and district leaders just keep the name. They say they point to the rich tradition.
Oh, shut up.
And academics and sports.
Just change the name.
That includes Barry Sanders.
Oh, doesn't matter.
Which means that, you know, you can't change the name because Barry Sanders went there.
Oh, that's what? That's their excuse?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then you're tarnishing the legacy of Barry Sanders.
You mean that great American Indian Barry Sanders?
Right.
Yeah.
But what about Barry Sanders? Fine, he's still playing here.
He won't know where he graduated.
But Barry Sanders went here. Okay. Yeah.
And apparently surveys, they say, show support for keeping it.
Oh, of course, surveys always do.
But whatever.
I knew a liberal Redskin fan that was pissed off. I mean, he's liberal in every aspect, and he's still mad about this. And I got a friend of mine from back east, I said, dude, you are right about everything you believe in, and you all of a sudden you can't buy into that? Well, what's the big deal? Well, and he's not conservative at all. He's really liberal. I'm thinking, you got to get over that.
Yeah, apparently it is a thing.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to have to root for the Washington Airplanes or whatever they're going to be. It's going to suck.
I think that's it. I think that's it.
The fuselages.
Yeah.
Scott writes, I laughed out loud when you mentioned the white faces. I was stuck on a job for 3 months in Hereford, Texas.
Hereford.
A little shocked driving into town seeing white faces on all the businesses. But I ended up buying a Hereford White Faces team shirt before leaving town.
Wow.
So it is a white cow? Is there at least a cow on it with a white face?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Hereford has a white face, or at least one breed of Hereford.
It's not just like a guy named Dan.
What if there's like a club, like a booster club, and out front it says white faces only? Think about it.
Oh, we're talking about cows.
Yeah. I'd wear the midget shirt for it. Wear the white faces shirt anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you're wearing the white faces, you might as well just throw on the hood too.
Exactly. They might not get it outside of that.
Even
that,
if you do have the cow
outside of that county, they might not get it. Right.
It still says white faces.
Right.
Their hooded sweatshirts have hoods that come to a point with two eye holes cut out.
No, it's a cow. Really, it's a cow.
It's got a tail too.
Yeah.
Kind of a niche market, but we seem to sell a lot of them.
Yeah.
Hey, it's tradition.
Yeah. Because Barry Sanders.
What about Barry Sanders?
What about Barry Sanders?
Yeah, I've heard sometimes you graduate from high school and the whole high school just goes away.
Yeah, that's yours did.
Yeah. They didn't even change the nickname. They just the whole high school's gone.
Just gone.
It's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
But I still know where I graduated.
Yes, you did. Yeah. What about Big Puss? They didn't say that.
No. No, they didn't. I don't think they're proud of me as an alumni.
So what happens when you have to say, I graduated high school, and someone says, prove it?
No one asks that.
I guess that's true.
We checked that resume before we hired him.
Yeah.
I got my college diploma hanging on the wall at home. I don't know why, but
you think they would have kept the school going?
And by the way, they were the Indians at one point too.
You were an NFL Hall of Famer,
wasn't UNO the Indians? Omaha University, were they the Indians?
I don't know.
Check it out. Pretty sure they were before our time.
Oh, you may be correct.
Yeah.
Now they're Mavericks.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It was on this date in 1920, the American Professional Football Association.
Nobody's watching NFL anymore.
The precursor to the National Football League was formed.
Unless some of my favorite college players are playing in the NFL, then I'll watch. Other than that,
yeah,
I'm not watching.
I freaked out some people in that Penn State site because they're all rooting. Everybody's just cheering on. Hey, I hope Barkley kicks the Steelers' ass. And I get on there and said, screw Saquon Barkley. And by the way, I love Saquon Barkley, but of course, I'm a Steeler fan.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody goes, what are you talking about? I said, I'm a Steeler fan, so I want him to suck tonight. You know?
You think there's probably a lot of Penn State fans that root for the Steelers.
There's Eagle fans, and there's a bunch of fans there, too. Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
So you were right.
Yeah,
from 1939 to 1971.
Right, 71.
The University of Omaha
right.
was the Indians.
The Indians.
So in 71, they had a vote to change it.
Yeah.
And there were five options.
Great.
Indians was still in there.
They gave a vote to change it, but they kept the original name?
Well, and to their credit, it got zero votes.
Okay, good.
It got zero votes. In fourth place was the Demons.
All right.
The Roadrunners. And then one and two were very close. Mavericks obviously won.
Right.
But 51 votes, so 566 to 515. Number two was the Unicorns.
The Unicorns, really?
It would have
been
the UNO Unicorns.
That's why. UNO, yeah, I get it.
But still, that does not strike fear into the heart of your opponent.
No, that's like my pony thing. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a unicorn. Yeah.
Check out my rainbow tail. All right. You could major in...
Oh, damn.
All right, did that stick to the tail?
Nick stepped on it.
Oh, I think I stepped on his tail, too.
God.
Check out, you said that way, too. It's great.
But seriously, it was that close between Mavericks and Unicorns. Yeah. But good for them that Indians didn't get any votes.
No, I know.
It's surprising it didn't.
Yeah, in 71.
Well, obviously they changed the name because they thought it was inappropriate then, obviously, in 71.
Thursday night football, 7:20 it starts, Central Time, Cincinnati at Cleveland.
Next thing you know, the Browns will get, they'll turn out, yeah.
There's basketball tonight, game two of the Heat at the Celtics. That's a 6 o'clock game,
apparently.
Oh,
that's tonight, okay.
And the Dodgers are the first team in baseball to clinch a playoff berth.
Man, it feels like the season just started, and we're already talking about playoff berths.
I know.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're playing the whole World Series in Texas.
Yeah.
At Ranger Stadium. That's a huge
They're bubbling up.
That whole thing.
What's the other location for the playoffs? There's two locations.
Yeah, playoffs.
Well, it's actually four. Starting in the division round, it's L.A., San Diego, I think, for the NL.
Yeah.
And Houston and Arlington for the AL.
At least you won't freeze your balls off this year, you know?
Yeah, they would have stocking caps in the dugout.
Yeah, L.A. and San Diego, they're going to have to wear respirators.
Maybe.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We're playing with oxygen tanks on today.
Michael William Black, when we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.